lot of turmoil right now in the city of Dover. Right now, their mayor, he went on a firing spree just 2 days before Christmas, firing three employees who city council said helped make the city run. I had the city council president on the line the day after these firings happened, when he fired the safety service director, he fired his assistant. I mean, he went all in with these firings, but the issue is that a lot of these people he fired, well, all of them, actually, there were three of them. The three people he fired were all people who testified against him in a recent investigation. There were affidavits submitted against them, against him by them. So city council, they called it retaliatory. They called a special meeting 2 days after the firing on Thursday, December 23rd. So just 2 days before Christmas, they had this meeting. And of course, the mayor didn't show up to the meeting. I've been to a few meetings and he hasn't been there. Well, last night I was at the city council meeting and Mayor Homrichhausen was there. He did show up. And it was really the first time that members of the media could ask him questions. We asked if he was running for re-election. We asked him, do you regret firing your employees? What was your reason for firing them? We're going to let you hear what Mayor Rich Homrichhausen of Dover had to say.
Hey, may we have some questions for you?
Go ahead.
Council says, well, tonight they eliminated your executive assistant, Eva Newsom's position. They're combining the safety and service director, reducing it to 20 hours a week and $10 an hour. I just wonder what your response is to that.
I have no comment.
What will you do? Will you veto those? Or?
No comment.
I heard that a search warrant was issued at City Hall today. Do you know what that was about? I heard the Ohio Auditor of State executed a search warrant at Town Hall?
At Eva Newsom's desk.
What's in that desk?
I don't know.
I imagine that's related to an investigation they've been doing into your administration. Do you have any response to that yet?
No.
Mayor, what's your reasoning for firing your three employees? Mayor Homrichhausen, do you have any plans to run for re-election?
Mayor, what do you say to the residents who are worried that all of this is going to have a negative effect on the services that the city provides, that the city is on the verge of collapsing?
Mayor, will you provide any comment regarding this?
No.
Why not?
Well, that's all it was. He wouldn't answer any questions. He just kept saying no comment. He even laughed when he was asked about the residents there in Dover. I'm not sure, you know, what's going on down there. But I run into people all the time and they're like, I'm embarrassed. It's an embarrassment to our city. And I ask them time and time again, well, why? You voted for the mayor. Why? He said he was the mayor for so long and he was never like this until after he was reelected this final time. Now, he was supposed to have a re-election golf outing fundraiser. Don't know if that's going to happen. But something that stood out to me, because like I said, this is my first time being at a council meeting and the mayor being there. Something that really, really stood out to me is that the mayor, even when he sat there by himself in recess, he didn't talk to anyone and no one talked to him. He just sat there. That was kind of telling that no one on city council said a word to him. His wife sat in the front row. His son sat in the back. I'll tell you this. His son is in a little trouble right now. Yeah. In Harrison County. I'm looking it up right now. Yeah. There was some money, I believe, that had come up missing. I'm pulling it up right now. And they're saying lack of communication, all with Homerig Housen being a part of this. And I was speaking with a councilman yesterday, and he told me, yeah, we received a phone call recently from a media outlet in Harrison County asking us about the mayor's son. The mayor's son. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's a power trip or what. But I mean, he's been the mayor 30 years or so of Dover. And people like him. I was just chatting with Billy here, and he said he ran into someone who came up to him recently and said, you know, wow, it's really crazy in Dover right now. And Billy said to him, well, did you vote for the guy? He said, yeah, we all vote for him. They all vote for him. What? From what everyone was saying, even one of the assistant auditors of Dover yesterday stood up and she gave a compelling speech. She ended up crying before she started the speech, and she had a standing ovation by the time she ended the speech. And she said, you know, when I started doing this almost 18 years ago, this place wasn't run the way that it is now. And she started crying and even told the mayor, you don't care about anyone else. You only care about yourself. It was a lot. It was a lot. And still, people were saying things directed at the mayor. And when we asked him about them, he had nothing to say. And he laughed and rode away in his car. Crazy. We'll be right back after this with Trivia Tuesday. Billy Beebe, he's going to bring it to us, and we'll see. It shouldn't be that tough. It's the first one of 2022. We'll be right back.